Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
OMG, get excited. We have our first look at Season 4, Volume 2 of Stranger Things. After the nail-biting, thrilling first volume, which is now the most viewed English-speaking series in the world, we can't wait to see how our heroes from Hawkins beat the Upside Down. The epic two-part season finale, which has a runtime of nearly 4 hours, that's two episodes, running time of 4 hours, premieres on July 1st, only on Netflix.
Your friends are not prepared for this fight. Hawkins will fall.
My friends need me.
You're not ready.
It is over. Now I just want you to watch. Your friends have lost.
I cannot.
Beyoncé has dropped her first single from her upcoming Renaissance album. The song, titled Break My Soul, is a dance anthem with the message that the world won't break my soul. Here it is. Sounds like every other Beyoncé song she's released.
With a bit of a 90s vibe thrown into
it.
Now, Evanescence's lead singer Amy Lee has teamed up with Eurythmics co-founder Dave Stewart to cover their single, Love Hurts. I like it.
Don't mind that at all.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a fan of Def Leppard, you'll love this.
Yeah!
They're releasing a tell-all autobiography. It's called Definitely, The Official Story of Def Leppard, and will track the band's history. It's narrated by the band members in their own words. It'll also be packed with photos and memorabilia straight from the band's archives. The book will be out November 25th.
And Chris Pratt is still copping flack for being cast as the voice of Mario in the upcoming Super Mario animated movie. But the film's co-producer, Chris Meledandri, says Pratt's performance is phenomenal and people are going to be blown away. I don't know why people are really questioning it, because Chris has a background in comedy.
Yeah, fair point.
The Mario movie is set for release mid-next year.
I'm distracting you, you big turd blossom.
It's me, Mario.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali. 91.7
The Wave.